Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hi, boys and girls. I just wanted to say a very special hello and thank you to Caleb, Enoch, Tori, Amy, and Michael. Those are the boys and girls who have been helping you with all the songs in our program. So hello and thank you for being our special helpers. Our first song we're going to sing today is called Who is Jesus' Helper? Do you know how to make it look like you're saying who? You hold your hands up by your shoulders and shrug them. Who is Jesus' Helper? You can point to yourself, I am Jesus' Helper, and then make your fingers kind of squish together like you're saying, tiny though I am. Let's try it.
Who is Jesus' helper, doing all he can? I am Jesus' helper, tiny though I am. Who is Jesus' helper, who will help today? I am Jesus' helper, I will him obey.
Our next song is a scripture song. It's called Fruit of the Spirit. I was trying to think of a way to memorize all the fruits of the Spirit. So years ago, I came up with a little song. So the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Try to sing it with us.
The fruit of the Spirit is love. The fruit of the Spirit is joy. The fruit of the Spirit is peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. The fruit of the Spirit is meekness and temperance. Against such there is no law. The fruit of the Spirit is love. The fruit of the Spirit is joy. The fruit of the Spirit is peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. The fruit of the Spirit is meekness and temperance. Against such there is no law.
It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question number one. Why did Ruth stay with Naomi when her husband died?
She wouldn't be sad.
Because she loved her and she wanted to worship her true God. Question number two. Who took care of Ruth in Bethlehem when she went there with Naomi, her mother-in-law?
Boaz.
Boaz did. She ended up marrying Boaz. And Jesus led her there, so Jesus helped her too. And question number three. Was Ruth happy she chose to love and trust Jesus with her life?
Yeah.
Yes, and you will be too. Our lesson today is One Animal Not in the Bible. John 1, verse 3.
All things were made for him.
Do you like cats and kittens?
Yeah, I like to pet them.
Cats are wonderful creatures. Their coats are so soft and furry. They purr when they're happy, and sometimes they love to be pet. Our Bible talks about many animals. It talks about dogs and donkeys, camels and sheep. One animal the Bible doesn't talk about, though, is the cat. It talks about big cats like lions, but not the small kind that might live in your house. Cats are quite sneaky, which makes them great hunters. They can walk very quietly. When they walk, their back feet go in the same place their front feet were, so they don't make many tracks. Cats can see much better than people at nighttime. What do cats like to do? They love to play. Even when they're all grown up, they also like to sleep. My kitty cat, one of them, likes to sleep with my daughter every night. They don't like to swim, but they do take a lot of baths with their tongues, and they like to lick themselves clean. We don't take baths with our tongues, do we?
No.
What do cats do when they're happy? They purr. Oh, and they might rub their heads on you. My kitty cat Abby likes to rub her head on me when she's so happy or curl up on my lap.
And I like Abby, too.
What do you like about cats?
I like to play with them.
The mommy cats take very good care of their little kittens, just like your mommy takes care of you. Jesus made the cats and the kittens for you to enjoy. He watches them and loves them just like he watches over you. He loves you and he cares for you too, even more than you love the little kitties. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is Ruth 1, verse 16. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Now let's learn it in a scripture song.
Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Ruth 1:16. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Ruth 1:16.
Our closing song today is I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. Imagine yourself following Jesus everywhere he goes. I'm glad you joined us again today. You can keep listening to this podcast and the other one for this week, and then we'll have a new one out the first day of the next week. Let's close our eyes and have prayer together. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for our wonderful animals like little kitties and the cats. We pray you would help us to follow you, just as Ruth followed Naomi, and that we would find love and joy in you. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.